You talk golden to me.
Viewers and listeners, today we have a special guest, Jayla Sue. She is the fitness model mom. You've probably seen her on Instagram. If you haven't, you are definitely missing out. She provides tips, tricks, and different strategies to get your body looking right and your mind right as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm excited to talk to you, get to know you. I've only got to see kind of your pictures, so I really want to find out who this woman is inside, her virtue, her passion, and just find out a little bit more about yourself as a human being. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So you are the fitness model mom. Who came up with that handle? Like, because that's a big title.
It is. I mean, I remember however many years I've had Instagram now, I was like, okay, what am I going to do on this platform? And I love fitness. I've been modeling for 23 years now. And I'm a mom. So I just put it together.
Now, I read some articles where people have been cruel to you. I don't know if they're hating. I think a lot of people that post stuff online, for some reason, they automatically kind
sure.
of, they post the negative stuff. I mean, are you getting a lot of inspiration? Are you getting a lot of positive feedback? Or are you still getting a lot of kind of haters?
I mean, it's a combo. I think it comes in waves. You get the haters, you get, it depends. And it's sad when you get the haters, but I know it's not, they don't know me. I don't know them. If you spend time with me in my home and I'm, you know, we're hanging out, I only uplift people. It's interesting being on social media and people having complete, you know, direct access to send a message to you that you've never met. And, just delete, let it go and move along, keep going.
So what is it like being such an inspiration for so many moms out there?
I mean, I guess I don't necessarily think about it all the time. I get really nice messages here and there and they just make me feel so good. I'm happy to know that I can reach women, you know, ones that actually want to receive it and aren't intimidated by what I am putting out there. And I'm always really happy to take time and answer questions and talk to women, moms. Even men ask me fitness stuff, but there's a fine line of where it's going to go. So I'm always happy to talk about anything with the women.
And fitness has always been a part of your lifestyle, even when you were modeling, I'm assuming, at a young age?
Yeah, at a young age, I was really big into yoga. And I didn't start getting into more cardio fitness until after I had my son when I was about 27. I started running. And I fell in love with it because it was my therapy. And from there, it just exploded into a whole new world for me. And then I fell in love with paddleboarding. And that was a whole new level of, I love the water and being on the water. I lived in a sailboat with my family when I was a kid for many years. We traveled Central and South America and the Caribbean. So I've always been drawn to the water. And then the fitness aspect behind paddleboarding, it's the best. So I went from giving birth to twins, you know, and gaining 70 pounds to being able to get everything back. And that to me was, it propelled wanting to be an instructor. So I got certified and then I started racing and it just from there, I love anything being active. So
paddleboarding looks like it's so much fun. Is it actually an exercise? Are you actually burning calories?
Oh, a ton. Yeah. It depends on how fast you go and there's technique. You can, I mean, if you're just out playing around and you know, I mean, you're still moving your body. But when you go out, I will do, 45 minutes of a good stride. I put my headphones on and I just go. You can burn up to 1,200 calories in an hour.
Is it hard for you to like run on a treadmill or a stationary bike? Do you need to like feel the outdoors and smell the fresh air and do something like that type of exercise?
I do. I love the outdoors. The fresh air just makes a huge difference on your mentality. It's peaceful. You're not connected to anything there. You know, if you're on a treadmill, I'm going to maybe watch TV or, you know, a bicycle stationary thing. So that connection with being outdoors. And when I go for a run and you're hitting the pavement or the trails, it's just a different way of exercise.
So you are a mother of four and you live in Michigan. You don't really get to do too much outdoor stuff out there. I start shivering when I hear the word Michigan. I'm down here in South Florida.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. We get a very limited amount of time where it is warm and I can wear a dress and not have a sweater or a cardigan on me. It's just so beautiful up here. It's a different lifestyle and we endure the winters to, really embrace and cherish the summers that we do get. So it's just about you thrive a complete different way. So, and I'll paddleboard even when it's snowing, and as long as the lakes don't freeze over and the wind, you know, the conditions are safe, I'll go out.
Now, you're very active on social media. I follow you on Instagram. You have the TikTok. What do you love about social media on the positive side?
I think lately this past year, I love people, seeing people be silly. Like you say, TikTok or now the new Reels. I love anyone who will make fun of themselves and just have a good laugh and not take so much so serious, because it's been a heavy year for a lot of people. I do love meeting great women and people. I have been following some women for many years who are all over the world. And, you know, it's just nice to stay in touch and give each other a little push, that positivity. And that, so that to me, that is a big part of why I love social media.
Now, you talk about being silly. Is it hard to not kind of show that your imperfection sometimes, post something without makeup or do a story? Because I know that everyone wants to kind of be portrayed as kind of, you know, the perfect, most beautiful model, fitness model mom. But I think that the followers and your fans are connecting you when you just kind of get real sometimes.
Yeah, it's definitely important to show that more normal, you know, everyday life side. It's not all glitz and glam. And the one thing I do struggle with is, I guess, sharing more of my family. When I have my kids around, I'm protective of that time. And so I don't want to be the mom that's always on her phone recording everything and them. And I have so many treasured pictures and videos, but a lot of that I just keep safe, because you do get a lot of interesting people that will message you. So I would love to
like go through some of your DMs that you get. It's probably wild.
Anytime. I was actually just reading my husband one, and he was laughing, you know, at someone was offering to pay $1,500 for a foot video. And it's like, come on, you know, I mean, just interesting. So you get wild ones, you get really nice ones, and then occasionally a random hate one, and I'm like, okay. So yeah.
Tell me about that relationship, because is he getting jealous at all, your husband? I mean, you are posting a lot of risque pictures. You show a lot, and look, I know from your perspective, it's art in your
mind.
What's his jealousy? What's his attitude towards this?
He has zero jealousy. That's why I love him so much. We have a very strong bond, and we trust each other. I mean, that's the main thing in a relationship. And he's sometimes the photographer behind some of my more risque photos. But when I do shoot some, there's 2-3 photographers that I'll shoot with that locally in Michigan, and he's good friends with them. He knows them all. It's not like there's no weirdness behind any of it. So he also appreciates the body and knows, to him, it's not taboo. And a lot of people grow up thinking a boob or a nipple, you know, that kind of thing is taboo. And I didn't as well. So I think maybe that's why he's just like, love you, babe, you know.
Just skin, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about people that want to get into modeling or become a fitness model? What advice do you have for them? Because there is a lot of people in this industry that want to take advantage of you or want to charge you a lot for something you don't need to pay for. What type of advice do you have for novices?
My advice, well, you know, and the industry has changed a lot since I first started. But my advice, I just responded to a really sweet lady the other day who wanted to get into fitness modeling. There's a lot of great reputable agencies out there. You just need to contact them, send them your pictures. You never have to pay to sign up with an agency. A modeling agency. There are now, I know it's going into more people where they help you with your social media and, you know, creating you more as an influencer. So get a good set of pictures, you know, different variations of yourself, showcasing what it is, you know, if you want to be more commercial, if you want to be more fitness, if you want to be more skin, there's all different kinds. And go to open calls.
Has there been a lot of auditions in the midst of a global pandemic right now? Are there Zoom?
I have. I've gotten quite a handful, and I've actually turned down quite a few because I'm not really – the first job I had right out of in June when things opened up this past summer, it was a job, and the people – no one was wearing masks, and, you know, I'd been locked down with my family pretty good, so I wasn't too happy about that job. And after that, I wanted to make sure that it was smart wherever I was going to go and what jobs I was going to do. Everyone was going to do their part to make sure that we were all protecting each other. So,
what are some of the challenges you face as being a international fitness supermodel mom and being a mother? Are there any challenges mixing all that together and balancing life?
I mean, I balance it pretty well. I try, not perfect. I think the biggest challenge for me is living in Northern Michigan, because you have to travel further than you would want. And I don't like to be away from my family that much if I don't have to. So that would be the biggest challenge. So I'm very open with my kids and we talk about, you know, all sorts of things. And so, yeah, I guess the traveling and leaving them behind would be my biggest challenge.
I think the last time you had like a piece of sugar, any cupcakes, cookies, and I got to see that pantry in your house.
Oh my God, I'll show it to you. Actually, last night I made cookies because my husband and I have been trying to do no sugar because we eat sugar a lot. Like at night we'll have a piece of chocolate, you know, or watching TV.
I'm like picturing like the one little chocolate almond you're treating yourself.
No. We treat ourselves around here. You put in the work and you can treat yourself and not feel too guilty about it. So, but there's a, you know, it's a, you, I mean, I've mastered the art of making a smoothie taste like a milkshake. So, and I throw kale in there and the kids always will say, what's in here? And I'm like, try it first. And then I'll tell you what's in there. And they're always really surprised at how good it was. So, yeah.
That's great. You should post some of those recipes, please. I think there's a lot of mothers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Now talking about just, I think the word diet, do you hate that word? The word diet? It doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't like the word diet. It's not, I feel like there's such a stigma to it. I always say it's a lifestyle. It's, you know, I love to do I juice every week and, you know, I'll post about it and people are like, oh, that's all you have. And I'm like, God, no, I starve to death. Like I, you know, when you are physically active, you have to fuel your body with healthy, good fuel. And so that's making sure that you're eating the right things. And it's sometimes it can be different for everybody. So it's a lot of science behind it and trial and error and finding out what feels good to you.
I think the word lifestyle is key. Moderation is always important.
Yeah.
You talk about juice. Tell me about coffee. Confessions. I'm looking here right now. Confession. I thought you'd have like a coffee mug. Confessions Over Coffee is a blog that you created. And I understand you're incorporating some shenanigans into this. Tell me about this.
Yeah, I used to have a mug and then I broke it and I didn't order another one. I just thought it would be a fun way actually about to be a little bit more real, maybe like draw, like I think about when I have coffee and like, you know, just the crazy little things that happen to us throughout the day, you know, taking the trash out and slipping and falling and the neighbors, like seeing if any of the neighbors saw you too, locking yourself out of your car, whatever, something that's on your mind. And so I first started in hopes to get people to kind of join in and do like a spill your tea, like what's something on your mind. Yeah. So, and it's just like a little diary to my coffee because I have to have my coffee every morning. So
that's great. So viewers and listeners, obviously follow her on Fitness Model Mom on Instagram, but you could also head over to confessionsovercoffee.com as well. So you can spill your tea and you can interact and you can share your story. So that's fun. I like that. You're really giving your followers and fans a way to kind of really engage and connect with you on really a whole nother.
Yeah, it's fun. And I love hearing from people. I want to hear other people's stories, their lives and what's going on with them. So, cause you know, we're all human. We're all doing our best every day, trying to figure it all out, right? This glorious life we've been given. What are we going to do with it?
Absolutely. So your website, Fitness Model Mom, I see you have a lot of things you can actually purchase right in the store from beauty products and clothes. What is the future for yourself as a professional model, an athlete, a super mom, a fitness superstar model? What do you have planned for the future? Any goals coming into 2021?
I always have lots of goals. That's what keeps me going. And so I love to have those. Just keep plugging away, you know, honestly, day by day. Obviously, there's a lot of kind of things up in the air right now currently. But, you know, I love to just do a timeline and plan things out. My one biggest goal is to get a platform up that is affordable for women to just do some great workouts that are easy. And I'm thinking of just having something like that up by January 1st. So I want to do that for women specifically.
And obviously that's good timing. I think everybody gets very health conscious, you know, in January. So we got to maintain that though. You have to maintain that. You have to be consistent.
You have to maintain it. I mean, my ideal goal would be, I mean, I've done some, you know, FaceTime workouts with friends and some other people across the world. And I love it, but I want to have an easy platform where it's something that people can do when they're actually just hanging out with their kids and they get them interactive as well.
Now, talking about love and marriage, I know it's a huge part of obviously your family. You talk about your husband all the time, which is mm-hmm. How do you kind of keep it still spicy and hot? Four kids, you're working, he's working. What are some marriage and relationship secrets that has worked for you?
I really love like the idea of letting him have his passions. And I support everything that he loves and wants to do. And when you encourage your partner to do things that they love, they brighten up and it's different. And so that's really a big key element. Trust, obviously. We love to cook together. That's a bit, especially this year. But we love to cook a lot together. And I don't know, teamwork, you know, teamwork makes the dream work, I guess.
I like that how you guys support each other's passions. I think that's so important. I think sometimes couples may hold another person back or not encourage them to pursue their passion. And usually that makes them happy. So, you know, the old saying, happy wife, happy life, it goes for both sides for sure.
Completely both sides. You know, he's extremely passionate about music. And when he gets in there and he's doing it, it's just, he's beaming, you know. It could never hold someone back from, you know, it's like when I see my kids with something they love, I'm going to keep, you know, feeding them that joy.
Now, people have used the word to describe you flawless. I mean, when you look at yourself in the mirror, let's just talk on a physical standpoint. I mean, it's perfection, right? You can admit that you're perfection.
I would never say I am perfect. I've never met someone that is perfect, and I would never consider myself perfect. I work really hard, and you know, I have my insecurities from time to time, especially when you have a platform like this. It's almost like I have to be accountable now, right? Like, so I have to keep moving. And it's interesting too, you know, I'm 41 and, you know, I see all these young, beautiful women. And actually, I was just talking to my husband last night. We were watching an old James Bond movie. We watched You Only Live Twice. And I said, you know, God, these women are so gorgeous. I said, we're kind of coming into the era of losing any sort of natural beauty with a lot of women. You know, I'm seeing a lot of younger girls getting all sorts of stuff done. And so it's just times have changed. But, you know, in the realm of perfection, no.
You could talk about that because it's crazy to me that women now, fake eyelashes, breast augmentation, lip filler, butt filler.
I mean, I've had an augmentation. I would never like deny that ever. But that's something I did for myself after you have kids and you have empty sacks.
After they suck everything out of you, you got to fill them up.
They suck the life out of you and you're like, hey, I kind of miss having my boobs. So, you know, that was my one thing and it was for myself. But yeah, the fake eyelashes, everything is very, it's got to cost a lot of money. That's what I think too.
Big upkeep. Like,
big upkeep. Yeah, absolutely. And so I'm like, you know, just natural nails as much, you know, hair. I get the hair box dye kit.
I'm trying to think like how you go out to dinner with other couples. Like, is the husband just like staring at you? And I picture the wife like, stop looking at her. And like the wife like is poking them. Like, that's how I'd be so scared to go on a date with like a double date with you.
No. Well, I mean, most people we go out with, you know, it's close friends. And I mean, people we spend time with, it's like family. So they better not be.
Listen, take it as a compliment. I'm sure your husband takes it as a compliment as well.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to ask you about kind of just the body as an art form, because I remember last year, the year before, like the whole Free the Nipple campaign was trending. It's obviously okay for men to be topless, but it's such a, you know, it's so skewed, obviously, for women. How can we kind of break that barrier?
You know, I follow the Feminist on Instagram, and they posted a woman's body, and she was completely nude, and they pasted on men's hairy nipples. and Instagram didn't flag it, you know? And so the whole idea behind that being okay, but like our nipples are not, it's something, I mean, I talk to my husband about it a lot, but it's just when you're brought up with something being taboo, it's this whole air of, it's a bad thing. But I grew up completely different. My parents, I mean, I remember seeing my first Playboy magazine when I was a kid, and I was like, I'm going to be in this magazine. Like, this is hot. Like, these women are beautiful. You know, it was the body, this, there's so much power and sensuality and beauty behind a woman. You can make babies, you can make humans. It's pretty incredible. So it's, I feel like America, I mean, obviously different cultures, it's a lot stricter than it is in America. And then you can go to nude beaches and it's like nothing, you know?
Tan lines are no good.
I don't like tan lines. I'll never forget, my son was probably 12 and we're getting ready to go to the beach. And I had, you know, little bikini on, and he's like, Mom, I might be sitting away from you with my buddies this time. And I was like, what? You know, it's like that moment of,
are your kids okay, like friends, like talking about it? Like, oh my God, did you see the picture your mom put? Like, is that starting to happen yet?
It's been happening. Yeah. And I've had so many conversations with them about it. And my oldest son, he just laughs. He's like, it's who you are. It's you. He's like, and obviously my oldest daughter, it's like, it's all I've known of you is doing this. And my daughter's had a little bit more of a struggle with it, just because girls can be very mean, which is so sad. But, you know, each time something comes up, we talk about it. We've done different ways, things that she can address and, you know, be able to communicate back to them. And so it's been a great tool. You know, it's helped us bond even more, which I love. So any sort of negative that comes up, I always take it as a positive opportunity to teach.
That's great. You have such a positive attitude. And this is why you are the ultimate fitness supermodel mom. Doing it all. And I think that a lot of people come to you not just for health and fitness tips, but they come to you for motherly advice. You know, we're all doing this for the first time, right? So we all have to figure out, we don't always know what works, what doesn't work. So when you could talk to someone that's been in a similar situation or how they handled it, it's always great to kind of have that, you know, you're almost like a support group in a way.
Completely. Because there's no, you can read all the books you want about parenthood and you have no idea what it is until you have it. And even then, I mean, then you get teenagers and you wake up and you're like, okay, what's going to be today?
Going back to social media, what I think is a little unfair for like someone like you, you don't get to see kind of the behind the scenes. So like, I'd say about once a week, my group chat is screenshotting one of your pictures and sending it in my group chat and we're talking about it. I'm like, this is not fair. We got to be commenting on the picture so she could see what we're saying. And like, I'm not going to like that, you know? So I don't know if influencers know this, but there's a whole behind the scenes, like, interaction and engagement that's going on. So I'm in about three group chats with like dads, dad bods, and you are coming up, I'd say, a minimum of once a week with one of your posts. And we talk about it. And this is all we write is how. A mom of four kids, how does she look like that? How does she do it? But you found the recipe. You do it.
I get asked that a lot, and you just can't stop. You got to keep moving, and you figure out what works best for you. And everything I do, I try to incorporate my family in it as much as possible, because that's number one for me. And I've also had to, I mean, my kids have seen me struggle with, you know, certain times of my life, and they've also, so they see that exercise and running is something that helps me, makes me feel happy, you know? So when they see that and then they experience it, I don't know. You just have to do what feels best for you.
So you have an amazing personality, a great, you know, you have a great attitude. And I hate to say this, but sometimes when you're like, you meet someone that's so attractive and so hot, they don't always have that personality. Sometimes they're a little stuck up, or they have ego, or they don't even want to take the time to talk to someone like me. But you are a different breed.
I love people. I mean, we all have the same blood and we're pumping, you know, our hearts, we're breathing the same air. It's like, we all came from tiny little babies. Like, it's life, you know, and what's life without connecting with others and different cultures. And learning, you know, life would be so boring if you didn't learn about other people and take the time to actually listen. And, you know, my hope is that I make a really good impact whenever I meet somebody. I want them to always walk away feeling good. So
that's great.
No other way to live for me.
That is awesome. I love the power of positivity, spreading goodness. We need a lot more of that. I always say it's cool to be kind, and we just need a lot
100%.
More of that. I was so nervous to talk to you because, I mean, you're very intimidating.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be.
But now I feel more comfortable getting to talk to you and bond with you and connect with you. I think that you are definitely a huge inspiration, and you're living life right. You seem to be enjoying life to the fullest, and that's really all we could do, right?
All you can do. It's all you can do. And when you have those moments where it's hard, and I've had a few, you just dig deeper, you know, and you take that experience and you help it reshape you into something better.
I hope you don't mind. We got a couple of fans that had some questions for you. I'm just going to pull them up.
Sure.
They wanted to know, how did your husband get you? How did your husband get you?
Oh man. He's the biggest, sweetest teddy bear ever. He's so kind, and he's very gentle, and he's quiet. He's just has this really nice presence, his soul. And that was it for me. And being, obviously there's no jealousy. There's none of that. I don't know. He's just comforting.
Brian from Parkland, he said, what is the healthy amount of times my wife and I should be having love and making love?
Oh, well, I know to each person it's different, but it's important. Absolutely. At least 3 to 5 times a week, I would say. I think that that's healthy. Keeps you bonded.
My wife only makes me go on top to burn calories.
Love it.
She's like, go on the scale. No, you're on top again.
Get up there. Yep. Come on.
So 3 to 5 times. That's you're almost at 3 to 5. All right. We're almost like every other day, maybe.
I think every other day is perfect. It's a good, you're still connecting. You're letting them know that you are present and, you know, still.
Is it hard with kids in the house? Because you can't really get away, right, with COVID and Corona. You can't take a quick little staycation anywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you make the time. You make the time. Little sneakaways, right? Bathroom, wherever.
I try to promote the quickie. There's nothing wrong with the quickie here and then, right?
Nothing wrong with a little afternoon delight if you can make it happen.
I love that. You seem to be very, like, romantic and, like, a great lover.
Huge, huge romantic. My parents are still married. They just celebrated their 50th anniversary, and they, till this day, are just all over each other. So I grew up with that inspiration. Yeah.
I love seeing couples that are affectionate. I'm a big fan of PDAs, public displays of affection. I want that. I love to see that. I think it's
beautiful. Yeah. I love it. It's so sweet, and it's inspiring, endearing, and nothing's wrong with being in love, you know, and wanting to show that. So, yeah.
Going back to social media, like, I've heard couples break up with other couples because they're liking other girls' posts or commenting on that type of stuff. I mean, to me, and people are like, that's cheating. And I'm like, that's not cheating. What are your feelings on that?
I understand where they're coming from. And I mean, I suppose it depends on what you're liking it for, you know, and I mean, I've had men message me, and I'll look at their profile, and I'm like, what are you messaging me for? Like, you're in a relationship, you're married, like, stop. Or, like, I don't want any part of that. That's not, you know, be better for your partner. I'm a big monogamous person, and so I think that you have to discuss it. You have to set those boundaries. What I've learned later in life is, really being open and talking about what you're comfortable with in a relationship will help you succeed big time. So you have to be open and honest, and, you know, even if you're being vulnerable, what makes you uncomfortable? So, yeah.
It always goes back to that communication, right?
Communication, you have to. And even when you don't want to, and you feel like it's weird or whatever, it will help. It'll benefit you big time.
so much more than just fitness. And that's why I wanted to talk to you and bring you on the show and share with who you are with our viewers and our listeners and followers, because there's so much more to you. I think you have so much more to share. And I think you're going to be a big positive light for humanity. I think people need to engage with you, follow you, and hop on board now. And I think that you will guide them to a better life.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. You know, I do have so much to share, and I love to bring a new light to people, you know, let them know that you can do it. You can choose the path that you want. And sometimes you just have to work a little bit harder.
You're full of so many golden nuggets, which I love. We want those. We want, you know, we want wisdom. We want ideas and we want guidance. So I think people are hungry to live a happy life. Who doesn't want to be happy and successful and enjoy your one time on this planet Earth? But a lot of the things you're saying are challenging. It's not that easy to be vulnerable and be open.
It's not. No.
Yeah.
It's not. I've read a lot of books. I've done a ton of work. And through life experiences, that's how you grow, you know. It's being broken down, death of an ego kind of a thing, you know. You get smashed down and you're like, okay, what am I going to do now? And you get back up and you just keep going. And there's been times where it hasn't been easy, but you have to hit the ground running. You have to, you know, for me, it was paddleboarding or, you know, all sorts of things. And my kids too are a huge drive for me to just keep at it. And I always want them to remember me as just this good feeling of love and positivity. So that's a really big part as well.
True inspiration, and you're a role model for your family, for your children, and all of your followers. People could learn from the way that you're living life. And it is, like we said, it's a challenge, but that's what makes it fun, is challenging yourself.
Challenges are good. They're good for the soul.
Thank
It'll
you
keep
so
you
much.
Grounded.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you and everything you're doing. Viewers
Thank
and listeners,
so much.
Get on her Instagram, fitnessmodelmom.com, and that will link you back to everything. She's a great follow, and I wish you all what you wish for.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and same to you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.